With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s presidential campaign starting to make some inroads in the 2024 race.
Kennedy's decision to run as an independent is gaining support, according to the latest Quinnipiac poll. In a Biden-Trump matchup, the two candidates are virtually tied. If you expand the contest to include RFK Jr., the poll shows Biden leads Trump 36% to 33%, with Kennedy receiving 22% support. Among independent voters, Kennedy leads both Trump and Biden. With those numbers, RFK Jr. is poised to play a spoiler role. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Elsewhere, a fourth Republican presidential debate has been set. Authorities say that will be in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, on the 6th of December. Also at SRNNews.com, at yesterday's Florida Freedom Summit, Donald Trump predicting victory.
With your help, we are going to win the Florida primary for the third straight time. We're going to win the state in a landslide next November, just like we've done twice.
In the meantime, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds plans to endorse Ron DeSantis for president. That announcement expected to come Monday at a rally in Des Moines. Authorities in the mountains in northwest Nepal say at least 157 people have been killed in that massive earthquake. Thousands are homeless. Meanwhile, the government says its main focus right now is to get food and supplies into those survivors. The Russian military says a Ukrainian missile strike on a shipyard in Crimea has damaged a Russian ship. No word on casualties. This is SRN News. When it comes to free speech, Britons have a different view.
It's one of Americans' most cherished rights, embodied in the First Amendment, as Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. But they don't have a First Amendment across the pond, and a new poll reveals that 77% of British citizens want to see pro-life protests outside of abortion clinics banned. For what it's worth, the United Kingdom also doesn't have a constitution that firmly guarantees a person's right to freedom of religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Spain's first official investigation of sex abuse by Catholic priests, indicating the number of victims could be hundreds of thousands. The government probe, sparked by an independent probe that turned up hundreds of victims. The Spanish Bishops' Conference has made no comment on the findings. A Madrid-based law firm right now is continuing to conduct a parallel inquiry ordered by the bishops. This is SRN News. A runner from Ethiopia setting a course record to win the New York City Marathon men's race today, while a Kenyan pulled away in the final 400 yards or so to take the women's title.
32-year-old Tamarat Tola is the men's winner of the New York City Marathon with a record time of 2 hours, 4 minutes, and 58 seconds.
I'm happy. I am coming to New York for third time, two times number four. Now I am win. This is the first time major winning for me.
While the men's race of the New York City Marathon was well decided before the last few miles, the women's race came down to the stretch with a trio of runners exchanging leads until 33-year-old Helen O'Beery finished first in 2 hours, 27 minutes, and 23 seconds. Julie Walker, New York.
More details at srnnews.com.